Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Wockhardt Limited's Q1 FY14 earnings conference call. As a reminder, for the duration of this conference, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. V. Suresh, CFO, Wockhardt Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello everyone. I welcome you all to this investor call. As you know, the agenda for this evening will be a brief presentation by our MD, Dr. Murtaza Korakywala, on recent events and also results for the first quarter. And then this will be followed by a Q&A session. My sincere request to each one of you to limit your questions to two each to ensure a wider participation so that we can manage all the queries in the time slot which is allotted for this presentation. I now hand over to Dr. Murtaza Korakywala to run us through this presentation. Thank you.
Very good afternoon to all of you. At the outset, let me thank you for being with us and participating in the investor call to share the recent events that have transpired at Wockhardt and also to share with you the financial result of the first quarter of 2013 and 2014. If you go through the presentation, on slide four, I'll just give you a brief background of some of who are joining new of the organization that we have today. We have direct operations as a business in countries like India, U.S., and in Europe. And in the other countries, we have indirect operations through various partners and alliances and distributors in the various emerging markets. As of today, we have 8,600 associates employed in 21 countries. Going to slide five, to give you a sense of our manufacturing organization, we have nine sites in India, of which we have five plants in Aurangabad, two in Daman, one in Ankleshwar, and we have one site each in the U.K., Ireland, and in Chicago. Slide number six, we have three research centers. India, obviously, is the one that has been there since the longest time, and in the last one and a half years, we have also added a research center in the U.S. and U.K. Now, I'll just take you through some of the recent events that have happened at Wockhardt and which are the questions which are at the uppermost of all our minds. Going to slide eight, as you all know, we had a U.S. FDA inspection of a Waluj facility earlier this year, and we were issued an import alert in May of 2013 and a warning letter subsequently. This facility has one solid unit facility and two injectable units, and these observations were mainly addressed the need to increase the laboratory controls in our facility, enhancement of training programs and quality systems, and enhancement in facility maintenance. However, from the same plant, the U.S. FDA continues to allow the import of Enalapril for the market. And also, during the observations of the U.S. FDA, they recommended that we should take the help of a third-party consultancy firm in the GMP area to help us in taking the remediation actions necessary to achieve the GMP compliance. And as a result of that, going to slide nine, the following are some of the measures that we have adopted and initiated in this area. We have appointed Lachman, who is a U.S.-based GMP consultant based in the U.S. And in fact, they have been now working with us over the last one and a half months, and they have reviewed our facilities I have also suggested measures to improve our operations in various areas, and they are working along with us to help meet our FDA requirements. Additionally, I think at an organizational level, we restructured the reporting of the quality organization, which was initially reporting to R&D, now is directly reporting to the managing director. And this will increase the level of management oversight over quality operations. We have also initiated various other steps which are required and necessary in terms of enhancing and harmonizing our quality systems for all the markets, developing a dedicated training cell to ensure that there is adequate training and application of knowledge by all the operators and people who are working on the shop floor. And also we have created a compliance cell that will provide an oversight of the various quality operations in the various facilities. And we are also taking measures to improve laboratory controls. So as an organization, I think we are trying to, we are using the help of the best consultants. We are identifying what are the all the areas where the deficiencies are there. And we are working together with the Lakman consultants to resolve these issues at the earliest. Going to slide 10. At the same facility, Walud, UK MHRA also had raised observations. And on July 10th, they initiated a precautionary recall of 16 products for the UK market. These products that are supplied from our facility to UK are tested additionally at by a QP in UK before it is released in the market. And during the observations by UK, they did not find any product-related safety observations where the safety of the patient was compromised. And therefore, they have termed it as a precautionary recall and not as a product recall. And there were no critical or major observations. But in view of the various findings, general sense of GMP observations they had, they thought it was prudent for them to do a precautionary recall. And along with various measures that we are taking, we will address the concerns also of UK MHRA as we go ahead. Going to the next slide, slide 11. In addition to that, over the last 2 to 3 weeks, we have had additional inspections by USFDA and UK MHRA on our Chikalthana facility, Shendra facility, and Cephalosporin facility. Our Shendra plant, which is mainly a liquid facility and is catering to the UK and the Irish market and even to the US market, there was an inspection by UK MHRA and there were no critical or major observations that were recorded. And the US FDA inspection of our Shendra facility is expected in the next few months. Cephalosporin plant was also inspected by the US FDA. There were some observations, but by and large the audit was ended satisfactorily. And we do not expect any major surprises in this area. Chikalthana plant was jointly inspected by USFDA and UK MHRA, and they have raised observations. All these observations are being responded to by the various measures that we are taking proactively to ensure that we adequately respond to these observations. And along with the appointment of various consultants who are supporting and helping us to respond to these various areas to improve the compliance level. And also there is the issue of spasmoproxivan that has come up in the last few months. On 23rd of May, there was a gazetted notification by the government of India where they suspended the manufacture and sale of DPN-based products. And this was officially communicated to us on the 10th of June, after which immediately we stopped manufacturing and selling the same. And as a result of that, currently the company has challenged the suspension in the first place of DPN by the government, because there were some, the matter is currently in court and is being challenged by us, and therefore it is sub judice. So I may not be able to share too much in detail, but the fact that the product was suspended and it was contributing around 150 crores to our India business, and this has been challenged by the company and is in the court and is sub judice. Now, coming to the first quarter financial results, for the first quarter, we had a sale of 1,358 crores against 1,341 crores in the first quarter of last year, having a growth of 1% over the last year same period. Slide 15, as far as the EBITDA was concerned, the EBITDA had a degrowth of 5% from 442 crores to 421 crores. And this has been adjusted of 41 crores of R&D expenses for a like-to-like comparison. As far as our PAT is concerned, slide 16, it by and large remains flat. It's gone down from 325 to 324 crores. And again, this is adjusted after R&D expenses. If we look at slide 17, our R&D cost, because of the flat growth of the 1% growth of our top line, our R&D expenses as percentage of sales has increased. And for the current quarter, it is at 7.7% of the sales. To give you a brief highlight of, about each of our businesses, our U.S. business grows at around 11% in INR terms and 7% in dollar terms. We have filed 4 ANDAs during this period, and we have 50 ANDAs pending approval. Slide 19, our UK operations has grown by 1% in pound terms, and there is a slower growth in the UK market, mainly because of Pinewood's UK portfolio showing a negative growth, and we continue to be the number 3 generic company in UK and number 2 in hospital segment. As far as the Irish home market operations are concerned, the entire market has shifted from a branded generic market to a generic market, and as a result of which there has been a very significant price erosion of the product, and therefore there is a decline, we have a degrowth of around 30% from 8 million euros to 5 million euros in the first quarter. And we, however, continue to be the largest player in the generic market with 27% market share. Slide 20. Emerging markets, we have had a degrowth of 5%, which includes India and the emerging markets outside other emerging markets. The India business has grown by 3%. And the India business has been impacted to an extent because of some of the pricing issues related to NLEM and the strike by various retailers in certain parts of Maharashtra during May and June, and the suspension of the DPN-based products. The ROW operations also had a decline of 28%. And this was primarily because some of the orders that were there in the Russian market, which were expected in Q1, got pushed to Q2. as a result of which this decline was there. So this is a very brief highlight about the financials for quarter one and some of the recent events that have transpired. And I would be happy, I think, at this stage to open the for any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then one on your touchtone phone. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. You're also requested to limit your questions to two per participant. You may come back in the queue for further questions that you may have. The first question is from the line of Chirag Dagli from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir. So two questions. First is on the U.S. business. If you look at the quarter-on-quarter U.S. sales in U.S. dollar terms, about $150-odd million has become about $125-odd million. What explains this $25-28 million dip in the quarter-on-quarter U.S. sales? This is June quarter versus the March quarter.
Yes. I think this is mainly because of two reasons. One is that some of the pricing pressure that we are seeing in the U.S. market on the products that we have, which is approximately 10 to 15% pricing pressure we are seeing on the existing portfolio. Part of the decline is related to that. And obviously, the early impact of some of the import alert of the EOU, of the products from the EOU facility. There is an impact of that. And obviously, there is a seasonal aspect of Q4 of 2012-13 with Q1 of 13-14. There is a seasonal impact as the dying down of the winter season is there. Some of the products which do well during that period of time. So there is a seasonal impact also that is there. But if you see as compared to the last year, same period, there is a growth of 7% on dollar terms and 11% on rupee terms.
So can you quantify the EOU impact? The corresponding number that we put out last time was $100 million annual sales. Just out of that, I'm just trying to get a sense of how much of the impact has already come through for this quarter.
In this quarter, the impact is not very significant. The impact will come mainly in quarter two, quarter three, and quarter four. For the current quarter, that is for April, May, and June, there is not much of an impact because of the EOU import alert.
Okay, so this 125 run rate could actually come down. Okay. And the second question was on Chikalthana. Do we have a 483 or are these just observations?
We have 483s. And these 483s, are some of them are more serious in nature and some of them are minor in nature. So what we have done is that we have we are reviewing all the responses, all the questions, observations that are there, and we have to respond to the FDA in 15 days time. So by next week we would be responding to them, and Lakmin is working along with us in reviewing the in going through all the observations and preparing a response for us. So we believe that after our response to these questions next week, only then after that we will get a sense of the scenario.
And some of the issues are, is there an overlap of issues between what we saw at Waluj and at Chikalthane? Are some of the issues common is what I'm trying to understand?
There may be some issues which are the same, but the Waluj inspection and the Waluj issues were of a very different order than the kind of observations which are there at L1, which are not of that level of gravity, which were found at EOU. But there may be some observations that could be common.
Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Agarwal from CIMB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Just wanted to understand, you talked about pricing pressure in few of the products to the extent of 10 to 15%. Can you name the couple of bigger ones?
I don't have the specific product-wise and pricing detail, but some of the products we have seen some pricing pressure. I wouldn't have exact numbers and product-wise offhand.
This would include Toprol as well, because the market share still remains healthy.
Yes, you are right. For Toprol, we have maintained our market share in quarter one, in spite of the competition. I don't have honestly specific product-wise pricing.
Normally, you share the percentage of sales to, you know, for Toprol. So, would it be in the range of 14% or
22?
Around same. Okay, it's around the same, around 14%.
Okay. Second question is actually more from strategic angle. You know, I mean, given first of all, if you can give us cash and the debt numbers, and the question here is actually on the M&A. So, do you look with increasing cash pile? Would you go for an M&A given the little bit growth challenges we are seeing in our existing business?
The exact cash numbers, I think.
The cash is around 1,200 crores, and the debt remains at around 2,000 crores currently.
So we are a net debt company of 800 crores.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. And question two for the M&A possibility?
M&A, I think we are not closed to the idea of an M&A, but we are not looking at M&A as a major driver for growth, where we may look at M&A activity more from strategic point of view, technology point of view, and getting some niche areas, looking at some niche areas, but not as a driver for growth and not as a driver for consolidation, but more strategically and more...
Nothing as of now.
Nothing as of now, but I'm saying even from approach point of view, that is the approach.
Understood. And one more clarification, if I may. 98 crores to the total top line, around 7.2% of R&D. So could you clarify that? In the presentation, I think you mentioned 7.7%.
7.7 is including the capex.
Okay, so R&D number is 98 or is more than that?
R&D is 98 revenue.
Hmm.
And 6 is CapEx.
On the R&D side?
On the R&D side, yeah.
Okay, understood. Thanks, and I'll join back the queue for more questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bino Pathavarampil from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, all. Regarding U.S., like you gave this number of $100 million last year from Waluj facility, would you be able to give a number of what FY13 revenue was from Chicoltana facility?
FY13. Revenue number from Chicoltana was 230 million.
230, okay. Second, in the domestic market, you know, what happens to the Proxivan products that were in the channel? Have you seen some of that return, and has that impacted your Q1 revenues, or will we see some impact of that in Q2?
No, there has been a marginal impact of the suspension of the DPN-based products. But what we are trying to do in Q2 is launch additional new products and formulations. and additionally, we are launching 7 more products, some of them in the pain segment and some of them in other segments. So we are trying to minimize as much as we can the loss impact of the loss of suspension of DPN.
Okay. So my specific question was, where was there a specific impact related to product returns from the channel?
Yes, there was.
Okay. Yeah, there was. Okay. And what do you see the ground level situation regarding the implementation of new price control policy? Have things stabilized, and what kind of stable impact do you expect going forward?
No, I think the situation is yet very fluid, and a lot of uncertainty is there in the in its own way, because it has been the court cases have been challenged, whether one can have a new price in 45 days. It has been challenged by Cipla and Sun, and now even we have joined it, and the court has given that you have another 30 days to implement the new pricing policy. In addition to that, there are other kind of also cases where Sun has challenged the very formula that has been used in determining the prices. So there is a certain degree of uncertainty of how this will play out and what will happen, when it will happen. But given all that, I think we have assessed what is the impact of the NLEM prices that the government has put up and what is the impact on that. And the impact on that is to the extent of 20 crore on an annualized basis for us.
Great. And finally, one last question on UK. The full impact of recall, product recall and import alert by the UK MHRA, is that reflected in 1Q number, or should we assume there will be some more downside the next quarter?
There will be full impact would not be visible in this quarter, and there will be more additional impact maybe the next quarter. But I think what the UK business is also trying to mitigate the risk of the import alert of the product precautionary recall in UK by sourcing the product from other third party suppliers to make it available in the UK market.
Great. Thank you. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anubhav Agarwal from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, sir. It's just two clarification. One is your R&D spend this quarter was about roughly about 100 crores. Once, let's say, our sales goes down for the balance of the year, how do you see R&D? I mean, would you sustain around 100 crore expenditure per quarter, or would that come down?
No, we don't expect the current situation to have any impact on our R&D program and R&D plan. And I think what we had planned and budgeted at the beginning of the year, we would continue with that level of R&D activity and investment. And there should not be any issue as far as funding and investment of that is concerned.
So 350 to 400 crore is the number we could look for this year, roughly.
Was it... we had indicated around that percentage to sale. So if the sale drops down by a little bit, then accordingly that percentage may go up.
Second, just a clarification on the emerging market business. You mentioned about Russia. I don't know how large is Russia business as percentage of emerging market. Basically, just trying to ask that your emerging market dropped by 28%. If Russia orders were not impacted, how ex Russia how the business is done?
That's. I think I don't have the detail with me right now.
But how large is Russia as part of your
Russia business for us for the year 2013-14 would contribute approximately. You have numbers with you. I think around $15 million annualized.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amitabh Santale from SKS Capital and Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, evening, sir. This is Shubhankar here from SKS Capital. I have two quick questions. One, sir, why is your finance cost down so sharply? And two, why is the tax rate for the quarter is low?
With regard to the interest cost, I think you would have noticed that we have deleveraged ourselves over the last year or so and retired significantly in 12-13, more than 1,500. And we have retired a large part of the debt last year, so as a result of which our interest cost is much lower this year. And as far as taxation...
Taxation, we continue to maintain guidance at 15%. The first quarter is about 10%. So
okay.
That's basically, you know, quarterly, you can say, you know, degrowth kind of thing. But for the year, we continue to maintain 15% as the tax guidance.
Okay. So first quarter, 10% will will be 15% for the full year.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Purvi Shah from Dalal & Broacha. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
I had one clarification as to is it that Tikaldana and Waluj both sites have some observations, or it was just Tikaldana?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
My question was mainly that was it that only Tikaldana is where we have some 483s were raised, or even at Waluj some observations have been there?
No, Waluj has happened, and we have had a
import alert
and warning letter from Waluj. And for Tikaldana, we had an inspection in last week of July, where we had 483 observations, and which we are currently preparing a response to. And we have to submit that response to FDA next week.
Okay. No, sir, but I mean the Waluj, the other units which were inspected, did we have some observations there as well, or how was?
Yeah, we had. That is why we got the...
Cephalosporin.
Oh, you mean the cephalosporin facility. Okay. Yes, we had some observations, but we don't believe those are very critical in nature to warrant the kind of action we had at a Waluj at a EOU facility, and those can be responded adequately.
Okay. And sir, the other question was regarding the inventory write-off, mainly because of the ban that we have currently at the Waluj facility, plus the UK imports, as well as dextrotrophin. So is there some write-off that we can expect? I mean, have we seen in this quarter, or can we expect it in the future quarters?
Yeah, there is no, we have already taken up in the Chennai High Court, and as the matter is sub judice, there is no write-off of the inventory of the DPN-related product.
Okay.
Yeah.
Most of my questions have been answered. Thanks so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of C. Srihari from PCS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my questions. Firstly, is L1 an exclusively cephalosporin unit? And as regards Tikaldana, could you please outline the key products being manufactured there? And the Indian operations, domestic branded operations, on a like-to-like basis, what would the growth have been? Thank you.
The L1 facility that we have is catering mainly to, is the facility that we have at Tikaldana. And that is catering mainly to the US and the UK market. And as I mentioned earlier, it contributes around $230 million to our sales. And we had an inspection of the USFDA, joint inspection of USFDA and UK in last week of July, which we are currently in the process of responding to, and we will be submitting our responses by next week. With regard to the India business growth, for our domestic business for the current quarter is 3%.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, on a like-to-like basis, if you...
Like-to-like without DPN.
3%.
No, it's on like-to-like basis, 3%.
Okay. Yeah, for the Tikaldana facility, which are the key products out there?
Toprol is one of the key products.
Okay. And the second Waluj facility, is that an exclusive cephalosporin unit?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Joni from Baljeet Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening, sir. Thanks
yeah,
for
good evening.
My question. My question is regarding your, like you said, the USFDA and the UK MHRA has observed three facilities, and as you had said earlier that you were supposed to shift around 80% of the production to Sendra facility, which is your new facility. And so what's the status of the same after this USFDA visit, And when can we expect the response from US FDA regarding clarity on the same? And when can we expect starting shifting the production to this facility?
Yeah, as we had said after our Baloj EOU inspection, that we would be looking at transferring the products to alternative facilities. And one of the alternative facilities was Chikalthana at Aurangabad, and then we have at Shendra. The process has started, but as you know, during a transfer of product, you have to take batches in the facility, and then you have to put on a stability program for some time, and then you file it. And so the whole process takes around 6 to 9 months before actually you can immediate the transfer. So that activity has started. We have started taking the batches. And with regard to the timelines, I think it all depends on how we respond to the US FDA, the queries that they have and the observations that they have. And depending on our response and their comfort level on that, I think they will determine what kind of action and timelines it would take. So that is dependent on them. We wouldn't really know what how long it will take. But in terms of trying to mitigate the risk, I think what we are trying to do is have some of the business transferred to alternate facilities. That would help in mitigate some of the risk.
And so you said you will be sourcing product from third parties for supply to Europe market. So what will be the impact on the margins due to the same for because of sourcing?
No, it's not a very big amount because Waloj itself was catering to only 5 or 8 million pounds for UK.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that will be now sourced in a, from third party. So on a total basis, it's not a, it will not be a much. I don't know really the impact, but it will not be very significant.
Okay. So as far as my understanding, your Chikalthana is your largest revenue contributing facility.
That's right.
Okay. And for that, we have received an 483 observation.
That's right.
Okay. And sir, what's your R&D cost? For the quarter, you said 7.7. So, what was in the same period last year?
I think we saw in the presentation it was 6.7% as a percentage of sale, and the sale is by and large stagnant, 1% growth. So, you can get 1% more it is than what it was last time. On 1,350 crores.
Mm-hmm. And what's your expectation for the current year for R&D cost?
We have said that we will maintain more or less at this percentage, and the MD has also clarified that if the sales were to drop a little bit here and there, this percentage might go up in decimal places.
Okay. Sir, one more last question. Is there any risk of this 483 observation followed by a warning letter?
We are trying to develop a comprehensive response. Mm-hmm. With the help of consultant to avoid having that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are doing it in a slightly more proactive way and trying to take all possible measures to prevent that kind of a situation occurring.
Okay. So when will we come to know about this outcome of this observation?
As I said, we will respond to the regulators next week.
Mm-hmm.
And once we respond to them, I think then they take their own time to come back. Sometimes they come back in weeks. Sometimes they take months to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So that one really doesn't know how long they will take to come back.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sir. This is all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Alok Dalal from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Hardik here. Good evening, all. I just wanted to ask one question on the pending ANDA approvals. We have about 50 ANDAs pending approval in the US.
That's right.
Just wanted to confirm. Can you give us a sense how many of these were filed from Chikhalthana?
I will have to. Hardik, I will not know the information right now.
Okay.
Hardik will come back to you.
Sure. That's all from my side then. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Aditya Khemka from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my question. So the Chikhalthana facility is a facility capable of manufacturing modified release products, right? So I assume like Toprol XL, Lamictal XL, Lamictal XR also comes from the same facility. Is that a correct assumption?
Which is the other one you mentioned?
Lamictal XR, Lamotrigine.
Lamotrigine XR. One second. Let me just verify. Is it from... No, that is from the other facility. It is not from the same one.
Oh, it is from Waluj, is it?
It is from Waluj.
Okay. Okay. And, sir, do we have the capability of manufacturing XR products, XR modified release products in our other facilities, like, say, the Punjab facility?
We have a capability in... EOU, we have in L1 in Chikhalthana, and we are developing in Shendra.
Okay.
And we can also develop in some of the other facilities that we have. But as of now, I think we have it in L1, we have in EOU, and we are developing it in Shendra.
Okay. And so lastly, I'm looking at the IMS data, the sales data that IMS releases. So there is a considerable drop in the sales of Bromfed, which is a Morton Grove product, if I'm not mistaken, you know, month over month for the last 3-4 months. Is that like a seasonality, or are we facing some competition in that space? I mean, what's the status there?
I think it is more to do with seasonality, which is impacting the sales. From competitive point of view, there is no other competition that is there. And it is mainly, I think, a seasonality impact.
Okay. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Agarwal from CIMB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question again. Just wanted to recheck, in terms of number of filings, we remain at 20 filings guidance for the year?
We had 20 at the beginning of the year. And I think we should be, by and large, around 15 or so we should be okay with.
Okay. And any guidance on the approval front we can give?
Not very sure, because the EOU approvals obviously will be held up till we get a green signal and the import alert is lifted. So I think other than that, I think the rest of the activity remains all right.
Okay. And any color on, you know, earlier we had talked about $100 million impact and resolution, possible resolution in 6 to 9 months. Anything you would like to revisit?
As I said, I mean, other than the import alert on Waluj, nothing else definitely has happened in terms of any of the other facilities that could have had changed that outlook. And as far as Waluj is concerned, we are responding to that, and we are responding to the other thing. The only other thing that has happened is there is a pricing pressure on some of the products in the US market. So that could have an additional negative impact. And there will be, so that could be one area where there could have been additional negative impact would be there.
Sure, but question was again on Waluj only. I mean, do we still retain that we can come back in 9 months, so either in terms of resolution or site transfers, or we think, as you said, the badges itself take 6-9 months. So is it a fair assumption? The whole thing gets back in 18 months plus?
From business point of view, if you're saying whether we will get the business back in 6 to 9 months, yes, I don't believe that we can get the full extent of the whole EOU business in 6 or 9 months back. But we would have been able to transfer those products to alternative sites and at least we would be able to then be in a position to get back the business. The full extent of how much we are able to get back and how long that will take, I think that will only depend on the situation 6 or 9 months from now when we are able to achieve that site transfer.
Okay, so if I understand it correctly, you expect approval on site transfer starting from in 6 to 9 months, basically.
That's right.
Okay, and lastly, on the Compton and Stalvo, I mean, we had some inventory. So what is the current inventory levels there? And have we tied up with Orion on the same for future approval and supplies?
We have, one second, one was on the inventory, I don't know how much inventory we have. We have, the current import alert that is there does not affect our Stalivo and Comtan sale because we are doing it initially, we were initially doing it from EOU, but now we are doing it via Orion. So that supply is not affected, that business is not affected.
So we already are AG, I mean, we are using the approval of the patent holder, is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Correct.
Okay, and so would that mean that we are sharing profit with the patent holder?
No, a commercial part of that agreement, I have not got full details with me right now. Mm. But that was at the time when it was an AG, that 6 month period. Now it is no longer an AG. So obviously the same kind of commercial terms would not be valid.
Okay. But what I want to understand is we are back in these two products from a full year sales perspective.
That's right.
Okay. And what is our market share currently, if you can share?
I think
it's not our policy to, give the, you can check up IMS. IMS will give you that.
Sure. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nitin Gosar from Zedega Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just wanted to check on Chikaldana facility. Since you are yet to get now, you are yet to reply on the 483s that have been raised. So can we continue our production at the facility or it will only happen once you get the final feedback from the USFDA?
No, we have production. Nothing has stopped in Chikaldana. It is... As it has been, production continues, sale continues, every business continues. We have got observations which we will respond to next week, and then depending on how long does FDA take to respond, whether weeks or months, we will then come to know what is the situation.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Dagli from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my question. On Valu, sir, of the 6-odd observations in the warning letter, how many are related to the oral solids facility and how many are related to the injectables?
Most of the observations are related to the injectable facility, which was not catering to the products being sold to the US and UK market.
Okay, so just taking that further, on Chikaldana, which is where there is a 483, given that this is an oral solids facility, and so in general the processes should be similar to the oral solids facility at Waluj, what is the possibility of a warning letter actually of this escalating to a warning letter in your assessment?
It's very difficult to say, but I personally feel that the probability is much lower than what it was in Waluj. But and we are doing as much as we can from a corrective point of view, preventive point of view, and proactive point of view, and working with consultants well in advance to ensure that we do not go into that situation.
And just empirically, if one were to look at some of the some of your peers in the past, and probably your consultants may have thrown some light on that, post a warning letter, for it to again escalate to an import alert, especially in the context of an oral solids facility, what are those things that probably will lead to a import alert? Vis-a-vis the Waluj experience that we've had.
Yeah, actually, it's very difficult to speculate on what may happen and could happen in Chikalthana and how the FDA perceives it and what FDA position they take. I can only share with you that at a broad level, the Chikalthana, I think we are in a much better position than we were in Waluj, and with everything that we are doing, we hope that we don't end up with a warning letter or an import alert.
Fair point, sir. And where are these four filings that we've done in the fourth quarter from, sir?
They are from other than Waluj.
So from Chikalthana included, is it?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And so just to put things in context, you said there is some element of pricing pressure in Toprol. So Toprol was roughly about $35 million a quarter in the third quarter of last year, and then it moved down to $30 odd million in the fourth quarter of last year. For this quarter, it would be roughly about $25 million. Is that how the trajectory has broadly moved?
We don't individual products. We don't give product-wise revenue and information. But as I said, I mean, our market share by and large remains the same, and there is a pricing pressure of around 5 to 10%.
So, 5 to 10%, you mean for Toprol, or was the 10 to 15% you meant for the entire portfolio?
It is there in some of the products that we have had. We have seen that there is a pricing pressure.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of C. Srihari from PCS Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my follow-up question. I wanted to know the sale of domestic branded formulation in the quarter.
You wanted to know the?
The revenue.
Revenue. 1 second.
Yes. Can you take it off?
250. For the quarter, for the year?
For the quarter?
250. Approximately. Around 250 crores.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajat Abhutiraja from Diamond Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Just want to understand in Chikalthana if you have any injectable plant as well, or it is all for the solids, orals?
For the US and UK market, Chikalthana facility is for the solid facility.
Okay, and for the other markets, including India, is it?
In India, we have a few products that we are making in Chikalthana which are injectable.
Okay, and is it fair to assume that as for the last inspection in Waluj, the U.S. FDA team would have inspected the non-U.S. FDA area of the plant as well?
In Chikalthana?
In Chikalthana, yes.
Yes, they inspected the entire facility.
Okay. And then just going back to one of the answers you said about the site transfer, could you just describe a little bit more about will it be third-party sites, or it will be some other sites of Wockhardt, or and you know, what will be the impact on the margin if it is for the third parties?
I think it's too early for us to come to that conclusion because we've just started that activity.
Uh-huh.
We are looking at our alternate sites at Wockhardt, and it's very early to say any impact on top line and margin because this we will be able to have this transfer completed after 6 to 9 months, and then we go back into the market and see what kind of a business we can get back. So it is very much into the future and very difficult to give any kind of a reasonable estimate to.
Okay, fair enough. And my last question, just on Chikhaltana, assuming, you know, this 483, you are working with the consultant and getting it resolved in the near term, but will the timeline, let's say if there's another import alert, will the timeline be again 6-9 months to transfer to a different site, or will that be a different timeline given the it's a solid production line as opposed to injectables?
We have not assessed that for a Chikhaltana facility as of now.
Okay. Thanks for answering my questions. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Thank you. The next question is from an individual investor, Mr. Raj Mohan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. Though elaborately explained about the Chikhaltana situation, just wanted to understand, though you mentioned production continues in Chikhaltana, will the transfer from Waluj to Chikhaltana be impeded by this FDA observations and delay the process of transfer?
Not unless we have any FDA-related action on Chikhaltana. Until and unless we have that, there is no reason why it should get affected.
But based on your initial assessment of the situation, you generally feel that this is a much more mellower situation, right?
I feel it is not as serious as Waluj.
Okay. And though you have mentioned about a comprehensive response to the current observations, was this response different, triggered in the serious backdrop of the import alert and the appointment of consultants, or would it have been a similar response had the import alert not happened? And these being normal observations, you would have responded in a normal fashion, and now because of that import alert backdrop, you are responding in a different fashion.
Yeah, that's right. I think our response is for the Chikhaltana is not a normal response, that we would have responded in a normal course of time. But taking into consideration the context of the Waluj experience and various things that we would like to do in a proactive manner, we would respond in a way that we prevent any such kind of an action as much as we can.
Okay, thank you very much and all the very best.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anirudh Mohta from Guinea Finance Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to know, what is your outlook for your Irish business for the rest of the year? Because as you said earlier, there's a shift from the branded generic to generic.
We have Irish business around two-thirds of our business is non-Irish market that is being exported from Ireland to outside, which by and large we don't feel will be affected in any way. The Irish part of the business, which is one-third of the business, is got significantly impacted. And as you would have seen in the first quarter, there is a 30% degrowth of the Irish part of the Irish business, which is one-third of the total Irish business. And that kind of a pricing impact, I think, will continue because we have moved now from a branded generic pricing to generic, and that kind of a trend would continue. However, the impact of that is limited to one-third of the total Irish business.
Okay, and what is our field force right now?
Sorry?
What is our man force?
We don't have any now sales force because it's no longer a branded business.
Yeah.
We don't have Salesforce meeting the doctors, but we do have Salesforce meeting the trade and distribution channel, but we don't have any Salesforce meeting the doctors.
Okay, thanks. Good luck for the event. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prakash Agarwal from CIMB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Just wanted to reconfirm on the Shendra facility inspection. So U.S. is expected in few months. I mean, any particular time you want to mention when you're expecting them?
We have not got a date from them when they are coming, but we are expecting it in the next 2-3 months.
Okay. And again, on Europe, actually, I mean, it's a sizable piece of the business, 20-25%. And in the past, you have commented that the margins are not too different from the company level, a tad below. So with this Irish issues happening and, you know, with the... So would you say that your margins would have been dropped on Europe now?
I think the Irish would have a marginal impact on the margin. But on the whole, I think if you see our Europe business, majority of the margins are from the UK business, and UK business, by and large, will not have a significant impact.
Okay. And again, your comment
carry on.
Again, your comment on, you know, just taking from the last quarter's transcript, you know, that $100 billion impact, you said because of pricing pressure, the impact could have been higher. Can you quantify that? And second one was on the margin side, when earlier you had said that, you know, margins are expected to be around north of 30. So would you want to revise that?
I don't know. I mean, as I said, it is a fluid situation. And one doesn't know how it will exactly play out in the quarters to come, and also what is the impact of Chikalthana on the whole scenario. So I foresee the impact to be more than what we had initially estimated because of pricing pressure and additional impact, but it is very difficult to quantify additionally what may be the impact.
Okay, so both with margins as well as revenue, you're saying?
That's right, but it will definitely be lower than earlier, but difficult to give an estimate.
Okay, and do I understand correctly that the ban for spasmoproxivan was at the fag end of the quarter, so the real impact would be the upcoming quarter?
That's right.
Okay, thanks. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, no further questions can be taken. I would now like to hand the floor back to Mr. V. Suresh for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thanks for your participation in the call. And in the next few weeks, we probably look forward to some good news to cheer the investors. And on this note, on this positive note, I would like to leave the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Wockhardt Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.